Das Chazor sagt, dass ich das Schwager, wenn wir uns sagen, dass wir ziehen, darf nun Beis. Sagt der Mishnah, how much can a seller coin be missing and still have its use as a full seller not be considered as fraudulent? Ramea says 4 issers per seller, which is an isser per dinner, which is equal to 1/24 of its value. Rehuda says 4 punyonas per seller, which is a punyon per dinner, which is equal to 1/12 of its value. Rav Shimon says 8 punyons per seller, which is 2 punyons per dinner, which is 1/6 of its value. The mission continues, until when can the receiver of a bad coin make a claim for exchange of the coin? The mission says, in the big cities, he may do so for as much time as it takes to show the coin to a money changer. In villages, he has until Shabbos when he goes shopping and tries to use the coin to buy food. The mission continues, if the person who gave the coin realized the coin was compromised and he should take it back even after 12 months and he has no legal remedy against him, only a reason to complain. What all that means, we'll see in the Gemara. This comprised coin can be used to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni because only stingy people don't accept such coins. Fact the Gemara. The Mishnah seems to say that if the coin is eroded to exactly the allowable amount, it would not be considered fraudulent. The Brisa words it differently and seems to say that at the exact amount, it is considered to be fraudulent. And for the Gemara, Papa said, both are saying exactly the same thing. That the amount, at exactly that amount, it would be fraudulent. The Mishnah is counting up as it's missing more and more, means to say that it remains valid until it hits that exact amount. The Brisa is counting down and says that any erosion less than the given amount would be valid. In fact, Gemara, why is it that when it comes to coins, there are so many views as to what the amount that we know would be, but when it came to other items, everyone says 1/6 per except for a tyrant, really. Evan Rova said the earlier Mishnah that says a sixth actually only follows Rav Shimon, who says 1/6 in our Mishnah as well. Abaye said when it comes to other items, people are moichel up to a point of a sixth with regard to a coin, since it's not readily acceptable. People are not moichel even when it's less than a sixth. Dr. Gemara, the Brisa reference above says, how much must be missing from a seller for it to be considered a noah? So Ramea says 4 issers per seller, which is an isser per dinner, which is equal to 1/24 of its value. Or Yehuda says 4 pindions per seller, which is a punyon per dinner, which is equal to 1/12 of its value. Rav Shimon says 8 punyons per seller, which is 2 punyons per dinner, which is 1/6 of its value. If the coin is more than this, meaning it's not missing those amounts, it may be used at its full stated worth. How much can a coin erode and the owner can still keep it? At a certain point, it becomes also to keep because it can be used to cheat people. The Gemara says, the Raisa says, a seller may be kept until its value is like a shekel. A dinner may be kept until it's a quarter. See what that means. If it's worth an isser less, it may not be kept. The coin that has decreased beyond these levels may not be sold either, even for its true value. Not to a merchant, not to a person who forces people's assets away, not to a murderer, because these people are likely to deceive other people. Rather, the person should make a hole in the coin and give it to his son or his daughter to wear as a necklace. Why is it that a seller is allowed to diminish until a shekel, which is half of its value, whereas a dinner is allowed to diminish until a quarter of its value? That's what the Brisa seemed to say. Abaye said, when the Brisa says a dinner can diminish until a quarter, it means until a quarter of a shekel, which is half the value of a dinner. Rava said that the words of the Brisa suggest this as well. Why does the Brisa refer to the diminishment of a dinner relative to a fraction of a shekel? Marta did so because that a shekel that has lost half its value and not worth a dinner may be used as a dinner. He wanted to teach that. Rami says this as well. What does the Brisa mean when it says if it's worth an isser less, it may not be kept? Abaye said it's referring back to the allowable limits of erosion and is now saying if it drops to an isser below that limit, it may not be used. Rava asks, if it's referring to the allowable limit, even a drop below that limit should be also to be kept, not only if it goes an isser beyond that limit. And for the more Rava said, rather the Brisa means to say if there was erosion of a seller in the amount of an isser per dinner, it may not be kept. That part of the Brisa is following Rabbi Meir. Zakhtamara Mishnah said if a coin becomes disqualified in a person before therefore began using it as a weight for a scale, it becomes susceptible to Tumah. How much could the coin have eroded and still more to keep it? For a seller, up to 2 dinners. If it's worth less than that, he must destroy it. What if the eroded seller is worth more than 2 dinners? If the Gemara of Huna said, whether it's worth more than 2 dinners or less than 2 dinners, it must be destroyed. Rami said, it must be destroyed only if it's worth less than 2 dinners. The Gemara of the Brisa above said, if the coin is more than this, it may be used at its full stated worth. Presumably this means that it's worth less than the allowable amount of a non, and still it says that it may be kept as a future of Huna. And for the Brisa means if the coin has eroded, but not enough to make it a no problem, it may be sold for its full face value. In fact, the Brisa says that a seller may be kept as long as it's still worth a shekel. Presumably, it slowly deteriorated from a seller to a shekel, which means that it may be kept when it's worth more than a shekel, which is a future of Huna. And for the case is that it fell into a fire and jumped from being worth a seller to being worth a shekel. In fact, the Gemara. The Brisa said that bad coins should be made into necklaces. However, another Brisa says he has to fully destroy it. It can't be used as a necklace. And if the Gemara Rabbi Lozo, or Huna, the name of Rabbi Lozo said, it may be used as a necklace if the hole is made in the middle. If it's not made in the middle, then it may not be used as a necklace. The Mishnah said, "Masai mutar lahachzev v'chulu." Why is it that for coins there are different time limits in the cities and the villages, but for other items the time limit is the same in both places? Abaye said, "The Mishnah that gives the time limit for the other items for as long as it takes to show a merchant or relative is only discussing the big cities. That's why it gives that time limit." The Rava said, "With other items, no, there are people who are knowledgeable even in the villages, and you can find someone to show it to. With regard to coins, there are very few experts. Therefore, in the big cities where there are money changers, they can go and show it to them. In the villages, we give them to the shop so they can try to use it when he goes shopping." The Mishnah then said, "V'im haya makira filu la'akar where is this talking about? We've given time limits for big cities and the villages. What's going on over here? As Chris said, the Mishnah is teaching over here the way of someone who wants to go beyond the letter of the law. If so, why does the Mishnah say that he, presumably when you say he, it's the one accepting the coin back, he only has a complaint. If it's referring to a person who went beyond the letter of the law, and in truth he didn't want to accept it, then he simply should not have taken it back. If the he that we discuss is the person who is returning the coin, what complaint could he have after he was allowed to return the coin? Furthermore, the Mishnah means that if someone tries to return a bad coin, but the person he tries to return it to is not looking to go beyond the letter of the law, and therefore doesn't accept it back, the person trying to make the return has a complaint against him, but no legal claim. Mishnah then said, Rapapa said, we see from the Mishnah that someone who refuses to take slightly eroded coins is considered to be stingy. This is so, as long as the coins can be used in circulation, although with some difficulty. Zakhtumar, the Mishnah supports Chizkiyah, who said that even though when an eroded coin is given to someone to change for smaller coins, he only needs to give smaller coins based on the value as eroded. If someone uses an eroded coin for Ma'aser Sheni redemption, he may treat it as the face value of the coin. Zakhtumar, how can you say that? We find that Chizkiyah says that one must overestimate and use the money which is higher than the value of the Ma'aser being redeemed. So how can he say over here that he can use an eroded coin at the face value? Chizkiyah meant that the eroded coin can be used to redeem only the ma'aser, Chizkiyah meant that the eroded coin can be used to redeem only at the coin's current value.